Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley. I'm here with Luke Clayton on the phone. Today, I'm hoping he will share one of his favorite down-home recipes. Luke, can you tell me about mushroom soup steak recipe that you got?
Yes, it's pork steak or pork tenderloin. This is one of the recipes in my book, Kill the Grill. It's in there with a bunch of other recipes. It's designed for domestic pork, or you can, you know, I use the wild pork because that's what I do. But it's my favorite way to, I just love this recipe, and I think anybody listening, if they'll try it, they'll love it also. Start with, you can use pork loin cut across, cut across into, we'll call them medallions or steaks. You can use the upper part of the ham if you're dealing with a wild hog. It's a simple recipe, but you want to make sure that the finished product is all off the bone tender. I mean, you want it real tender. So if it's a little bit tougher cut, use a tenderizer like a jacquard or a meat tenderizing hammer. Tenderize it first, the steaks. And these are not going to be thick steaks. They're going to be maybe no more than a half inch thick at the most. Once they're tenderized, I take a liberal amount of Louisiana hot sauce. Now, not the hot sauce, if you know what I'm talking about, the cheaper sauces that you can buy a big bottle for a dollar. It's not, those sauces are not nearly as hot as some of the Louisiana-made sauce. Douse that real good, those steaks. Dust them with a little garlic powder or garlic salt. I like to use powder. You have to be careful with the salt because there's so much salt in that in the hot sauce. Dust them with powder, and then it's simple. Just coat them with flour, get your oil in your Dutch kettle or your skillet, your cast iron skillet, get your oil hot, like you were going to fry fish. Put them in there, brown them on both sides. Now, if you just want the finished product to be chicken fried pork steak, just put a lid on it, get them real tender, and then take the lid off and brown them and drain them, and you've got steaks ready to eat. Now, let's take it another step, the smothered steak, what I really like. Okay, once your pork steaks are brown, take them out of the skillet, drain most of the grease, put the steaks back in the skillet, throw about a half of a medium, well, depending on your onion size, how many steaks you got, but I would say at least a half a cup of chopped onions. I love onions, so one cup is not going to be too much for five or six of these steaks. Now, at this point, put a lid on it and let those onions get translucent. You know, you want them to be soft. And then stir it up real good, and you want to put one can of cream of mushroom soup in the skillet on top and one can of water. Now, take your spoon and make sure that soup is well distributed. You know, it'll, as it heats up, it'll begin to blend in with the steaks. But you don't want it lumpy. You want to stir it and make sure it's all blended in there with the steaks and the onion. Then put your lid on it, cut it real low, and let it simmer for about 45 minutes, an hour. Bring it up to a boil, of course, then cut it down real low, let it simmer. And at that point, occasionally during this process, once or twice, take a spatula and push down in there and make sure nothing's sticking. At the end of the time, when it's really, really tender, when the fork will cut it real easily, I like to add rice. Put about a cup of rice, really, and then a cup and a quarter of water, just a little more water than rice. Stir that rice up in there, put the lid on it, let it go 20 minutes, Cindy, and then cut it off. And I like to actually cut the heat off after that rice is done and let it set for about an hour. And all those flavors just mesh and blend, and serve it with some hot biscuits. You've got a pretty good, pretty tasty meal right there. Mm.
I have some green beans in my freezer from my friend Skip Mancini from her garden. Do you know how good those would be to throw in there?
Yep. Yeah, that would be excellent. Excellent.
Luke, thank you so much for sharing your secret recipe. You can find all these recipes online at hppr.org. Luke, you'll be back again next week.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Today's show has been made possible by Darton Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Dallas Safari Club, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter's Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Smoking Tech Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, Sun Optics USA, MEPS, and Mr. Twister Lures.